Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get to a little football today later in the hour. Got to get to who said it, too. But the Red Wings stuff has been hot. We'll roll with it. People want to talk about it. Let's just go straight to the people. You guys good with that? We'll catch up on Ticket Text later.
Let's go.
All right. Let's go to Tom. He's been patient. Hold on. I got to make sure I hit the right button. I've been off my game today. Tommy, there we are. Welcome. What's going on, pal?
Hello there.
Hello. What's up?
Good deal. Good deal. I listen to you guys most of the time, and I enjoy everything you say, but I wanted to put my perspective on one thing.
Sure.
When they had Lalonde's statement about, well, we might not be there next year, it seemed to me that that clip was introed by another expert that had just happened to say that, you know, it usually takes 92 to 93, 95 points to get into the playoffs, and this year we have a irregular low threshold. And it, because the Wings are trying to get a point at the time, trying to get up to 85 or 6, I don't even know where the exact number is, but it's extremely low and it's very unusual. And then I think Lalonde was referring to the fact that that unusual situation probably won't happen next year. And he was not referring to the quality of his team, the quality of his players, the quality of the effort. I just happen to think he was referring to that weird situation, that's all. But I do think that they are somebody got to light a fire under them or something.
Yeah, and look, you know, Tom, if we let me put it to you this way. If we look at the aggregate of the big three Lalonde statements we have in the last month, it's the overall picture he's painting, where he continues to talk, like, for instance, when they were in the midst of the seven-game losing streak, well, you know, if you told me at the beginning of the year we'd be X amount out, it's like, no, you were 9 points up on the cut line, and you are in a free fall. I don't want to hear that right now. Or last night saying, well, you know, I don't address the team, but I was so proud. Proud of what? Giving up half a dozen goals and losing again and having your playoff odds reduced to 15%? Tom, there's just an element of pie in the sky with this guy, no?
Yeah, and I kind of think he understands that he's walking up the stairs to the guillotine, but everybody else heard that one comment and they're all getting ready to sharpen their pitchforks and light their torches, run the guy out of town. But that's all I got. You guys keep it up and appreciate you taking my time.
Of course. No, and Tom, that's fine. And believe me, if one of the comments doesn't send you to the moon, I'm not mad. I'm angry that it's the continual message that makes me question, is this really the guy we want here? Because the message is accurate if you're coaching an incredibly young team. You want to show compassion and some forgiveness. You don't want to just beat these guys down. This is the third oldest team in the league.
But see, I think even if you have a young team and you're this close to the playoffs and you're in the hunt and you lose a game like that where you give up six goals, yeah, somebody coming in saying, well, coach, you know, you got a point. I don't care. We should have got two. We should have won this game. We never should have given up six goals. We should have played better. It's what you want to hear. You don't want to hear all is well. Don't worry about it. We'll get another chance on Saturday. And you know, we're still alive. That to me tells me it sounds as if you don't even believe in this team. We're here and we'll just ride this thing until the wheels come off. And once they come off, hey, you know what? It was fun, right?
Let's go to Matthew 97.1. Matt, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I just want to talk about how, you know, I don't know if Malone thinks he's coaching the Arizona Coyotes or some other poverty team, but I don't want him hearing. I don't want to hear him talking about all these expectations at the beginning of the year and, oh, it's okay. We're going to be like 1 point out of the playoffs or, oh, we made it this far. Because, no, because every time that I go to Little Caesars Arena with my season tickets and I see all this, we're the best franchise in United States sports history. We have 11 Stanley Cups. We're Hockey Town. We're Hockey Town. We're Hockey Town. If you call yourself Hockey Town, you are not okay with just missing the playoffs or being close when you haven't made it in almost a decade.
Right.
It's time to make the playoffs. It's time to start training for some big-time stars. It's time to get a real goalie because Alex Lyon proved that he's been a backup his entire career last night when he couldn't stop a beach ball. And, you know, it's just time to start winning some meaningful games and make the playoffs. It's ridiculous.
I'm with you. See, but see, Matthew, you have a pride in this, and you're invested in this. See, I don't think that exists at the ownership level. I don't think there's some deep pride. I don't think he's... I'm sorry if I just don't imagine Chris leaping out of his Barca lounger last night when Raymond scored. I think that it will always come back to that. And maybe it's because I grew up in the late 80s and early 90s with George Steinbrenner doing Steinbrenner things.
Right.
No. You don't have to be that kind of owner.
The Billy Martin
style. Right. There's just, but there does have to be a level of care. And I'm sorry, until I see it, I don't have to believe it exists. And it's a bummer. No. But Steve and Scott Harris seemingly are just allowed to have as much time as they want. And yeah. It's the real shame. Steve at least has the excuse, it's a harder sport to me to rebuild. It's also a harder conference. The Tigers have zero excuse because the AL Central is the worst division God has ever created. It is so awful.
But as you said, for Steve, pretty much everybody makes the playoffs. So,
all right. You can give yourself the bell.
Okay.
It's great work by you. Nothing to add. Fred, 97.1. Freddie, what's up, bud?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
So... just how quickly are we going to be able to sit here and say that, you know, oh yeah, you know, Yzerman's doing whatever. I mean, I'm at the point where I don't want to say I'm turning on him, but Joe Dumars was a legend with the Pistons. He was partially responsible for them winning a championship, and then he eventually. The way that his tenure ended,
ran out of town. Run out.
At what point? And I'm not a Detroit native. I didn't grow up here, but I completely understand Steve's, you know, legacy. But at what point are we going to be able to separate the legacy of Steve Yzerman, the player and the captain, captain?
According to Rico, never.
To some will never be able to separate it.
Because I mean, to me, it's kind of the way I'm viewing it is that, you know, you inherited a terrible coach, you hired a slightly better coach, in Uncle Fester, and I mean, but saying that, you know, Lalonde is better than Blashill is like saying Brady Hoke is better than Rich Rodriguez. At the end of the day, it's still kind of a moot point because you still suck.
Well, here's the other problem. So, Fred, think about this. All right, you made a minor upgrade in coaching. Are you really that much more talented this year than you were last year? Remember we were sold how the difference was going to be that you were going to, here, 2004 hockey term, roll four lines, how you had depth, how you would get a community effort that would get you the scoring you needed in the absence of stars. Where's that? Like, you're not a talented team.
I mean, as for the cops and the Confers and everyone wanting to, you know, to chase them out of town, to me, I mean, Confer was key in the Avalanche winning a championship. The year right before we got Kopp, we were trying to get him at the deadline. Instead, he was traded from Winnipeg to New York. And the thing is he was putting up numbers he has never put up before during that little time in New York. And we were like, oh, well, if he comes and hangs out with his best buddy Larks, you know, he'll be able to maybe get that magic again. It hasn't worked. Now, keep in mind, defensively speaking, I have no gripes because they are willing to get their hands dirty at times, not in terms of fighting, but in terms of just the grinding it out on the defense. But you can't win a championship with four grind lines. I'm sorry, you still got to have that firepower, and Alex DeBrincat alone, we've seen, inconsistent.
No, forget inconsistent. Like inconsistent suggests he's been alive the last 20 games. I mean, Fred, and listen, Fred, I'm not trying to cut you off. David is flipping me off. We're way over time. It's the moves haven't worked. Like, it's okay to say it. It hasn't worked.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.